Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. ICANN begins the largest ever expansion of domain names. Android growth is slowing down. And B2B buyers in the Asia-Pacific region prefer demonstrations before purchase. The non-profit internet organization ICANN is looking to enable the largest expansion of the domain name system in history. The organization is hoping to increase the number of gTLDs from 22 to over 1,000, primarily aimed at the Asian market. Samaran Gupta, ICANN's head of India, said that the Asia market has been chosen as it will be a key contributor to the service and to the next 1 billion users on the internet. This expansion will also continue steps taken in 2009 that introduced international domain names, those with characters beyond just the Latin alphabet, by introducing symbols and letters in Hindi and other languages and IDNs already existing in Arabic and Chinese. It's expected that the change will encourage people across India and other non-English speaking communities to spearhead further development. Kantar World Panel Comtech has released a report that suggests that Android's growth is now slowing down. In a report that brought good and bad news for Google, it showed that Android's share in the major markets like Europe was as high as 76% of all smartphone sales, up from 70% the year before. The results also showed that it's still making ground on its competitors, as most users who leave Windows phones behind are then picking up Android phones, and in markets like urban China, the operating system continues to grow faster than others. However, Android is now losing users to Apple's iOS devices at a higher rate than they are joining, but loyalty amongst users remains high, with 91% of Android buyers having owned one before. According to a new report from HubSpot, over a third of B2B buyers in the Asia-Pacific region want the opportunity to see a product in action before they buy it. The survey showed that buyers usually consumed as much information as possible about a potential buy in the research and awareness phase of the journey. HubSpot noted, however, that sellers were aware of this trend and were successfully using a demonstration as a final closing action on sales, which in many cases this was a video on a website. Kip Bodner, CMO at HubSpot, said that in the past years B2B marketers had underestimated the importance of brand but were now moving towards sharing the same attitude as B2C companies. Clothing designer Ted Baker has announced that its e-commerce sales have increased by a third in the opening few weeks of the financial year. In the time from the start of the year to June the 11th, the company announced an increase of 32.3% in sales online, spurred by the launch of its German language site. Whilst the increase was high online, Ted Baker also showed improvement in retail sales with 12.7% over the same period, with expansions into countries like Azerbaijan and Egypt. Founder of Ted Baker, Ray Kelvin, commented that he was pleased by the results and that they showed the success of its multi-channel growth strategy. And finally, whilst South African shoppers still prefer to shop on the high street, this is being changed by the internet. Speaking at the Consumer Goods Forum in Cape Town, South Africa's Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa said that the developments in technology were allowing new businesses to compete with well-known established businesses. He said that new e-commerce retailers would find success due to deep-seated changes in consumer behavior, whilst whilst only half of South Africa has internet access and just a third shop online, the current increase in demand for online shopping and the opportunities that it offers can be seen in the fact that the top three online fashion retailers were all launched after 2012. Due to this change, online sales are predicted to grow by over 10% this year and break the barrier of 1% of total retail sales. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.